Chazal says, "Zechnesh v'sabachich es kashagam v'ram Yehudim sech the Shabbos daf memalof." Where it says, "Reb Zera saw Revo covering his aver while he was bathing for purposes of tznius." So Reb Zera was unsure whether Revo was actually touched his aver with his hands or he was just covering it. Even Brisa says it's absolutely usher to touch the aver even going to the bathroom. The Gemara says it was different because Revo had this fear because he was of drowning at the time. He was in the body of water and therefore it wouldn't lead to bed machshavas. That's why it wasn't usher. Rav Abba, name Rav Huna, name of Rav says that someone who covers over his mila, it's like he shows he's embarrassed and therefore he's like he denies the brisa shel Avraham Avinu. So how could it be that he did that? So when you're walking down towards the river, you're not facing anybody. So there's no tznius issues. Of course, that's when it's improper to cover it because it looks like you're embarrassed. But when you're coming back and you're facing the people, that's when one should cover it. And that's what Rav Avo was doing. Rav Zeri wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, and he wanted to go to Rabbi Yehuda to hear one more lesson from him. And he went and he found Rabbi Yehuda in the bathhouse, and he was asking his attendant to give him some soap and a comb, and he said these words in Lashon Kodesh. And he then told the people to open their mouths to let the heat in so that they would sweat, and he finally told them to drink from hot water, from the hot bath water. Rav Zeri says it was worth coming just for these lessons. The Gemara explains the lessons are, number one is you're allowed to speak about non-Torah matters in Lashon Kodesh even in a bathhouse. Lashon Kodesh is not a problem. Number two is it's healthy to inhale the heat so that it will cause you to sweat. And number three is taking a bath only provides health benefits if you drink hot water afterwards. The mission is the hot water from a mulyar, which is more explain what that means. Even if the coals were removed, you're allowed to drink that water on Shabbos. The hot water of an antichi, you're not allowed to drink on Shabbos, even if the coals were removed. More explains a milyar is a kettle where there's water inside and the coals are on the outside. An antichi, Rabbi says, there's like a compartment for water inside a kira, and that compartment gets extremely hot and it increases the temperature of the water even after the coals are removed. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says it's like a double-decker pot where there are coals in the bottom level and water's in the top, and therefore, the water temperature increases even after the coals have been removed. Mar says Rav Nachman Yitzchak would definitely agree with Rabba because a kira gets hotter than even a double pot, but it could be Rabba wouldn't agree with Rav Nachman Yitzchak. There's a brisa that seems to say like Rav Nachman. Zok the Mishnah, you're not allowed to put cold water into a hot water kettle that was cleared. We'll see what that means in the Gemara, so that the water should heat up. That would be usur. But you're allowed to put cold water into it or into a cup so that the water is warmed but not heated. Rav Ada bar Masna explains the Mishnah to mean that if you took a kettle of hot water off the fire and you emptied out the hot water, you're not allowed to put a little cold water into that hot, empty kettle now because that's going to heat up the water. But you are allowed to put a lot of cold water into that kettle now so that the water gets warm but not heated. Marius, you're hardening the metal by putting it in. That's part of the hardening process of steel by putting cold water after it's hot, after it gets heated. It's like the Mishnah follows Rav Shimon, who says Dover Shem is Kavan is Mutter. Abaya says the Mishnah means if a kettle of hot water was removed from the fire, but the hot water is still in that kettle, that's when you're not allowed to put a little bit of cold water in there because that's going to heat the cold water. But you're allowed to put a lot of cold water because then it just gets warm, not heated. It seems that Abaya would hold that if you would remove the water from the kettle, you wouldn't be able to put cold water into the empty kettle because then it would be a problem of tzair for hardening the steel. And so according to Abaya, it must be that Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, who says Dover Shem Miskaven is Osir. Mar brings machloek, says Rav says you're allowed to add water to this other to be warmed, but you're not allowed to add water to be mitzarif. That's gonna to harden the metal. Shmuel says you're even allowed to add water to be mitzarif. For fact, the Gemara, how could Shmuel say you're allowed to do the chatchila? It's an isser in the Torah. Mar explains the machloek is that Rav says you're allowed to add only the amount of water where the water will only get warmed, but not an amount of water that will accomplish the malacha of mitzarif, because the pot has to be completely full in order to accomplish mitzarif. Shmuel says you can even add enough water that would normally accomplish mitzarif, because he holds like Rav Shimon, who says Dover Shem Miskaven is Mutter. Marius, we see that Shmuel doesn't agree with Rav Shimon, because in the case where there's a burning piece of wood in Rishus HaRabim, Shmuel says you're not allowed to put out that flame, even though it's a sakana. And it's a shmalach of chenis yichal gufa because he'd be over in the deraisa. So you see that he doesn't hold like Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon says shmalach of chenis yichal gufa is mutter. Gemara says that Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon legabe dov she'em meskaven. He holds his mutter like Rav Shimon, but he argues with Rav Shimon because Rav Shimon says shmalach of chenis yichal gufa is mutter, whereas Shmuel says shmalach of chenis yichal gufa is aser. Ravina says that from here we see that you're allowed to be over a derabbanon to remove a sakana from Rishus HaRabim, and therefore if there are thorns in Rishus HaRabim, you can carry them pachas midal ramas to get them away from the Rishus HaRabim, or if you're in a karmelist, you can carry them away as much as you need to get the thorns away from the Rishus HaRabim from being a sakana for people.